Hello, I'm Patrick Chavez, a.k.a. Barnaby Jones, a.k.a. What Are You Doing Outside the Gate? And you are listening to LA Theater Bites review of the world premiere of The Typist at the Hudson Theater on Theater Row in Hollywood, January 30 through March 9th, 2026. This world premiere work from playwright Shem Bitterman, with direction from Jerry Weschler, is an exploration of the creative process, the ups and downs, the dark, messy corners, and a two-hander with tons of moxie and style. From the book jacket on the back of the program, The Typist is based on a story told to him by his mother about the typist who worked on the book Revolutionary Road from author Richard Yates in the 1960s before the fame, with only promise, living in a small cramped apartment in Greenwich Village. The play chronicles in this two-handed dramatic romance, the slow-burning, burgeoning, and chaotic romance between writer and typist. The characters struggle with their pasts, substance abuse. Will they even get a word published? This and more in The Typist. Though there is a saxophonist, Alexander Anderson, nestled in the left corner of the stage providing mood music throughout the piece, he doesn't really contribute to the actual play, so it truly is a two-hander between the typist played by Evangeline Edwards and the writer played by Noah James. This was a good script with a director who took every moment and made it count with the actors. There's something so fluid about the pacing in this piece, how the two interact with each other on stage, that intensifies the drama and expresses the upcoming tension. It plays into the time of the 1960s and the attitude of the acting from that time, but doesn't just try to imitate or provide an homage from that period, but it's a story that creatives of any time can understand because the story goes beyond the superficialities of the creative life, but it's very unglamorous and destructive areas and the people that inhabit those places. It stays very grounded while never stale, and these performances from Edwards and James are a big part of that. The play explores so much of the space and creative ways to highlight moments on and off the stage. For example, without giving any spoilers, in the early parts of the play, there's a very funny moment that kind of sets the tone of the relationship, and it's largely carried out with sound and the comical real reactions from James as he responds. To follow that up, even more tragic moments also off stage, a terrific use of, you don't always need to see it to feel it. Joel David's set design here is packed with detail. A set you could fall into. You could lick the floors. No, don't do that. It's as dirty and as seedy as the playwright presents through the piece. Cockroaches, rats, paper falling out of waste baskets. The small, intimate space of the Hudson seems even more crowded on stage with the use of light and distance. The small perch was created for the saxophone bathed in light blue light. So many textures of light help create mood. For a piece with no intermission, it actually surprised me how many costume changes are included in this 90-minute piece with no intermission. Charlie Carney Cohen's costume design stays pretty true to the era, mixing loose business attire with more loose bohemian styles that complemented the characters' personalities and body types. As I mentioned before, there's such a great rhythm to the piece. Even the typing of the type keys from Edwards mesh so well with the sounds of the music. Noah James and Evangeline Edwards' chemistry in this is undeniable. Performances that bring in a little bit of old and new to the stage. I give The Typist at the Hudson Theater a 10 out of 10. It's a masterpiece. LA Theater Bites recommended. Thank you for listening and thank you for supporting LA Theater.